Hello, my name is Gary Page. I'm addressing you folks for the UR Neurology
Neurostory.
My life began in New York City, a post-World War II family with a GI Bill opportunity to go to the suburbs of the city and raise children and live happily ever after. Well, it didn't quite work that way. I had an inverted family in which it was my mother who was the academic and the hard-working, driven individual, ultimately ended up with two master's degrees and taught college chemistry. No woman grew up in the 40s with chemistry as a passion, but she did, and I lived to witness the misogyny that went with it and all that accompanies what troubles women have incurred over the decades. And it has affected just about everything I do. My dad was a salesman and had no college degree. In any case, I was always interested in academic affairs and the arts and this and that. That was the nature of the ecology in New York. But we, when I was seven, found our way with an adventurous family, moving first to Phoenix, Arizona, then to California, north of L.A. in the desert. Not a good choice. But I did discover music along the way and became a fanatic. I used my music to find a way out of a bad environment, and at age 14 left home to go to Interlochen Arts Academy in Michigan for looking for a career in music. However, high school was also outstanding there, and I became intoxicated with just about every academic discipline in the place, including physics and biology and philosophy and this and that, realized I can't sell my soul to music entirely, and that would become a passion in the background. And so I went to college in biology, with the notion eventually of going to graduate school to study sensory neurophysiology, multisensory interactions, eventually all the things that allow us to navigate and make it home safely and to and from work and to the bathroom. In any case, I did that University of Chicago, joined their MD-PhD program, which was extraordinarily interesting and diverse for me. And I realized this was a multidisciplinary affair. When it was time to choose a residency, I had choices. Could be neurology, could be ophthalmology, could be NT, number of things. And I ended up choosing ophthalmology, in part because it was focused. I didn't have to worry about putting in NG tubes in the middle of the night and the like, and could really focus on the sensory system, its interactions with the rest, neuro-ophthalmology. Neurotology is in this mix, too, because in the brainstem, it's all mixed up. And eye movements and arm movements and posture, all part of the mix, and I was a very curious fellow and kind of delved into all of them. In any case, I finished my ophthalmology residency, and then, having run out of degrees and credits and this and that, I was forced to get a job. And it turns out, because I was in the balance world, by peculiarity, Washington University had a new chief of ENT who was familiar with the same research outfit and department of ENT at Chicago. And when he called them up to ask for advice, they told him, go hire Page. Well, he was foolish enough to do so. And so I showed up at WashU in the ENT department directly out of my ophthalmology residency in order to build a balanced laboratory and a structure there in neurotology. And, of course, it's related to neuro-ophthalmology, so it was tied to them. I had a secondary in neurology, one in ophthalmology, one in neurobiology and anatomy. I can't remember the rest. It's always been this way because my interests are relevant to all of these fields, and I enjoyed the diversity. I also did an anesthesia residency, internship prior to residency, which proved to be extraordinary, too. My PhD was in Farm Phys, and so it made sense that this clinical skill would be interesting and useful, and it certainly was throughout residency and beyond. So I was at WashU for 5 years, built the balance lab, did all that, but I wasn't very comfortable, and Nisa was my wife. She's a professional, too, a diabetes educator and nutritionist. We weren't comfortable with the ecology of St. Louis. Everybody we voted for lost 100% in 5 years. I mean, that's just a hint. In any case, we were recruited here, I in particular, from a phone call by Birch Griggs, interested in whether I'd be interested in starting a similar kind of operation here. And eventually I was intoxicated in doing so, and I'm absolutely delighted and very grateful to Birch for considering it. So it turns out I've never had a primary appointment in ophthalmology. although all the specialties, it turns out, are relevant to what I do in the exam room. Eventually, a problem arose here in the neuroscience department, which we call neurobiology and anatomy, and they needed somebody to serve as a chair, and so I became the band-aid locally who was able to fill that job and did it as best I could for 16 years, but always maintaining my clinic and always maintaining my ties to neurology. And now that I'm sort of in a glide path towards retirement, it turns out I'm back to neurology and enjoying my clinic and running the balance lab here, and all of my ties to the other departments as well. It's been a rich, diverse life, which I'm afraid could never be repeated. I would never be able to replicate it myself, and neither would anyone else, for better or for worse. Thank you. Over and out.